Hello and welcome to All Things Travel Stories. One of the things that makes travel so fun is earning great stories to share, whether it's lessons learned, laughs laughed, or scary experiences conquered. Travel stories are part of the fun of travel. And Ryan, what was yesterday?
It was Halloween.
It was Halloween. So how about a spooky travel story?
Do you have one of those, Shane?
I do. I do have one of those. One year, my wife and I were going to New Orleans. We were going for our anniversary.
Talk about a spooky place. You know, I love New Orleans, but man, that place has a bit of a grit and a bit of a scariness to it that lends itself to any travel scary story.
One of the things I like to say about especially the French Quarter is that it is not for the faint of heart, mind, or stomach.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, or liver, but yeah, same liver. Thing. Yeah.
We could probably throw liver in there too. Yeah. But we were going to New Orleans one year and I even changed the hotel reservation because as I was looking through some things to do in New Orleans for our trip, I came across this hotel called, and I'm probably mispronouncing this, it's a French name, Place de Armes.
Okay.
And it was known for its being a spooky hotel and some paranormal activity of some sort. Oh. So I changed a reservation to that hotel.
I was going to say, I would change it from that hotel and you changed it to that hotel.
And I also liked the location. It was a little more centrally located there in the quarter. And so I also liked where it gotcha. Was. In fact, it was kind of down the street from a bar where a voodoo tour we had taken on our previous trip started.
Okay.
So, and I liked the bar. It was kind of off Bourbon Street, but still in the quarter, still that vibe. And so I thought, wanted to stay there. And on our second night there, we had been out walking around New Orleans. I think we went to the Arts District and walked around the cemeteries there. And we were going to come back, take a quick shower, and then head out and hang out in the quarter for the night.
Okay.
And so we, at the hotel, we walk up to the elevator and click the button to wait for the car to come to take us up. And while we're waiting for the elevator, I could hear around the corner, there was a room that was kind of a dining area. There was no food served there, but I think all they right. would serve coffee
like
and
a lounge,
some pastries
kind
in the
of.
Morning.
Yeah, yeah,
more okay. like a lounge, not a bar in there
yeah,
or a kitchen
but,
there.
But I know what you're talking about.
And then on the street, so outside the window, you could look at the street and there was a piano in there. And so while we're waiting, I could hear a few ladies that sounded like,
oh gosh,
having a conversation, oh, laughing, talking, and we're waiting on the elevator, and
I don't like where this is going.
I start getting a little nosy, and I'm thinking, I'm going to go see who it is. I want to see what they're doing. So I go and I peek around the corner, and my wife must have seen the look on my face because she says, "Honey, what is it?" And I look at her and I said, "Did you just hear people in here?" She was like, "Yeah, I heard the ladies in there talking." And so I like motioned for her to come
nope,
and look.
Nope. Nope.
And there was no one. The room was completely
oh,
empty.
Yes. No.
Yeah. So we went up and had a shower and then went out and had maybe a couple more drinks than we normally would have had in the French Quarter.
My gosh. So you both experienced this. This is not just Shane's had a little too much to drink
yes.
and a little too much French Quarter experience.
Not a Shenlucination.
Wow.
But yeah, we heard the ladies talking, went to see who there was, and the room was empty.
Creepy.
Creepy.
So did you
creepy.
Did you tell anybody about this at the hotel, or this is just between you and her?
No, we didn't tell anybody at the hotel. Of course, we told everybody when we got back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a creepy story.
It is a creepy story. So definitely. We'll stay there again next time we go. Because
again, I would never stay there again. And you are staying there.
I think
there.
I mentioned on the previous episode about my inner Adams family.
Yeah. Okay. Yikes. Well, hey, that is a Halloween worthy travel story, Shane. Thanks for sharing.
Anytime. If you are interested in the possibility of sharing your travel story on an upcoming episode of All Things Travel, just go to allthingstravelshow.com/story or click the link in the show notes and submit your info to get on the guest list. Be sure to subscribe to All Things Travel to ensure that you never miss a single travel story, tip, or destination. And remember, never stop exploring.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the show so you can join us next time on All Things Travel.
And remember, never stop exploring.
Creepy.
Yeah.